Welcome to today's show. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. My name is Raglan FK. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. On today's show, we have Niccolo is going to be here live playing some tracks and some of his own music, and also I'm going to have a chat with him. That's coming up in just maybe 6 or 7 minutes time. We're going to kick things off with new stuff from Easily Embarrassed and the track Smooth Operator the compilation Ethneo Mystica Volume 4. We'll be right back after this with Niccolo. Thank you. are back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded masculine territory in Vancouver. My name is Regan SK. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm here with Vancouver's very own Niccolo. You want to test your mic there? See?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, loud and clear.
Okay, great.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we're going to talk a little bit later on, but before that, we're going to give you some space to play some music. Play a little set. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about what you're going to do?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm going to start out with some of the stuff from a favorite composer of mine, Steve Reich. There's going to be some movie samples and, yeah, cool. Some fun stuff. We should go to a lot of pretty cool places.
Cool. Excited to hear what's going to happen. Yeah, and then afterwards we're back, we'll have a chat and we'll let people know how to connect with your music and that kind of stuff.
Excellent.
So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is Niccolo.
Thank you. And we do, don't we, live in a culture, or a complex of cultures in the Western world, where we are literally driven by time. And you're driven by time. Time is money. Time is of the essence. But something's going to happen. You've got an appointment coming up. And some people find that, in a strange way, unsettling. They're so either eager to make this thing or so anxious about it. Because there's this feeling. There's something there you've got to get to. That in between time, they can't do anything else. They're incapacitated until it happens, until the blessed event or whatever it is occurs. There is, in other words, no such thing as time in the natural world.
Rhythm. something that is new and unpredictable and strange and maybe noise-ish at first hearing. And the artist is thrilled to be new in that way. And then the brain ruins it all by making it familiar.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath Kay, and I'm here with Niccolo, who has just been performing for the past 40 minutes or so, set of his own music and other tracks. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I really enjoyed your set. So thanks a lot for sharing it here today. So tell me a little bit. So we have just a couple of minutes that we can chat. Tell me a little bit about what inspired that set. Or just tell me about that set in general. Like what?
Maybe
some of the stuff that was in it, some things of note, and whatever else you want to talk
about. So a couple of the last tracks were songs that I produced. One of them was from the last EP I made about a month and a half ago, and I'm coming out with a new EP next month, and there was a track from the future one as well, so the upcoming one. I still got a couple more things to do for it, but in general, the sets that I like to make sure that they have an arc, that they progress through different places and can be a little unpredictable, but hopefully you land in a place that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of inspiring stuff in there.
Yeah, I heard there's a lot of different types of layers in there, which I always appreciate. I think it makes it good radio too, personally.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a few little sound bites in there, and a lot of changes in intensity, and a lot of space, and then structure and no structure. All the good things.
Yeah, I got some Willy Wonka in there too, which is fantastic. Yeah,
Gene Wilder. Like, my job is done here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how did you get started with this? What made you decide one day, I want to share music with people. I want to create sounds, create music for people.
I've actually been a visual artist for many years, and so I was trying to I work for a studio, but I was trying to make enough independent visual art so that I could live off of that. And after trying that for probably like 8 or 9 years and not selling very many paintings, I transitioned when my buddy suggested that we DJ a party for our birthdays, and the amount of progress that I made DJing and mixing and writing music versus the amount of progress I made in visual art was so outstanding. I covered the same 8 years in the first 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, so it just, it seems like something that's growing on its own. It's kind of growing through me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just letting it happen.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome that you found that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how many stunted artists are out there with the same dilemma.
Yeah, just doing
cut
the wrong
medium.
Yeah.
Just slightly off.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. But I shouldn't jest. It can be painful to be stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure can. Yeah, the whole starving artist scene is a romantic one, but a hard struggle.
Right, it's romanticized, but it's actually,
quite difficult.
It is. It really is. You know, it's hard to kind of pour yourself into everything into something and not necessarily be able to see the support or how that's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what have you got coming up in the next while?
Yeah. So next month, every 3 months, but this month I'm a little bit late, but every 3 months I come out with a 3-track EP.
Mm.
So I've done 3 so far. The fourth one's coming out next month. And they get better each time, so that's how I kind of judge my own progress.
Mm-hmm.
So sometime in June, I'll have a party and a release for my new EP, so that'll be cool.
Awesome. Yeah, you have to make sure you let me know about that, and
absolutely,
know. I can answer on air.
Yeah, I definitely will.
How do people connect with you, like in your music online?
Yeah, it's just SoundCloud. That's the only way right now. I have a Twitter too, and I guess I have a Reddit account, but I don't really use them. I just use SoundCloud. I don't have a Facebook or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so what are your feelings? Tell me. I know one other person, maybe two other people that don't have Facebook accounts, right? You think about out of everybody that we know, that's a pretty small percentage.
Yeah.
Of the people that I know, the two people. You're one of those people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a good communication utility for sure. Like, I understand why everybody uses it. But for me, it doesn't really seem to connect me any closer to the people that I care about. Like, socially, if it's a social media platform and I don't really get any increased genuine social interaction, I mean, there's plenty of stuff on there, plenty of content, but how much of it is, like, genuinely relating to the people that are in your life?
Yeah.
And yeah, so I took it out, and none of my friends have left, you know. It hasn't diminished at all. So I think it's just, I don't need it, and I don't think anybody else does either.
Well, that's the thing. I think for me and maybe a few other people I know, it's like for lack of a better term, a necessary evil. But maybe it isn't necessary.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, you know? People will still call you. If you don't have Facebook, your phone starts ringing. Yeah, so it's not so bad.
It might be a worthwhile experiment for us all to try. Maybe take a month off. See how
you
feel.
Yeah, do a trial.
Did everything fall apart? Am I having a worse time of things right now?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, flip it off for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I did. I flipped it off for 2 weeks, and then at the end of the 2 weeks, I didn't care, didn't notice, didn't need it, you know. So yeah,
words of wisdom here, folks. Well, thank you very much. Thank you to Mike also, that's here silently sitting over
thanks,
there
Mike.
Without a microphone. Thanks, Mike. And any last things you'd like to mention?
No, I hope everyone has a good weekend and enjoys their time here, you know, living and being alive.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you very much. And I really appreciate you having me here.
Yeah, well, we'll do it again, in a little while, and you've got some new tracks, and come back and share them. That'd
beautiful.
Be awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, thanks.
So thank you very much, Niccolo, for being on Mantra Radio today. It pretty much brings us to the end of today's show. We have Nesha Vonya coming up next here on CITR in a few moments' time. My name is Raghunath Kate. Thanks for tuning in today. We're back next Saturday from 5 to 6 here on CITR. You can, on the internet, go to citr.ca, connect with the podcast. That'll be available in a day or two. Also on SoundCloud, Mantra Radio, it's all one word. See you next week. Take care of yourselves till then, and bye for now.